With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Syria and Saudi Arabia have signed a multi-billion dollar investment agreements.
The deals include a major telecommunications project and a low-cost joint airline. Syria is trying to improve its economy after a long war that killed nearly 500,000 people. Most Western sanctions on Syria were lifted after a new leadership took power following the ouster of former President Bashar al-Assad in 2024. The Saudi investment minister says the massive project will be led by Saudi telecom company. The price tag for that should come to about $1 billion. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump says the U.S. held very good talks with Iran on Friday.
Officials from both countries participated in the indirect talks held in Oman. The president described them as very good and said more were planned for early next week. But he kept up the pressure, warning that if the country didn't make a deal over its nuclear program, the consequences are very steep. Meanwhile, the president signed an executive order that may impose a 25% tariff on countries that do business with Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet with President Trump in Washington Wednesday. A drone attack by a pillar military group in Sudan kills 24, including 8 children.
It comes a day after a World Food Program aid convoy was targeted, killing one and wounding several others. The Sudan Doctors Network says Saturday's attack by the Rapid Support Forces took place close to the city of Rahad in North Kordofan province. The doctors group is urging international action to protect civilians and hold the RSF accountable. Sudan plunged into chaos in April 2023 when a power struggle between the military and the RSF exploded into open fighting. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Religious Americans sound off on political violence.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that majorities of all religious groups believe political leaders failing to condemn violent rhetoric of their own followers leads to violence. People of faith also believe that false or misleading information and images generated by AI that spread on social media contribute a lot to violent actions in society. The poll also finds that majorities of all religious groups oppose the public display of hate symbols. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is raising concerns about Egypt. A new report from the commission points out that an Egyptian court has sentenced a Christian man to 5 years imprisonment for contempt of religion based on Egypt's blasphemy law. Furthermore, 14 members of the Ahmadi religion have been imprisoned for a year. The commission wants the State Department to put Egypt on its special watch list. This is SRN News. There's been a major update in the search for NBC's Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother, Nancy Guthrie, who's 84 years old and has been missing for 7 days. Correspondent John Scott has the details.
Savannah Guthrie has told the potential kidnappers of her mother, Nancy Guthrie, that the family is prepared to pay for her safe return. The Today Show host appeared in a video on Instagram on Saturday while flanked by her two siblings. She said, "We received your message and we understand. This is very valuable to us and we will pay." The FBI says Savannah Guthrie was referencing a message that was sent to the Tucson television station KOLD on Friday. The frantic search for the 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie has entered a seventh day. Authorities have not identified any suspects or ruled anyone out. John Scott reporting.
As Super Bowl Sunday approaches, the battle for advertisers to win over 120-plus million viewers is underway. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News.